If you've been dreaming of starting your own podcast or have a friend who has been talking about it for years, one that actually launches and becomes your main marketing engine, now's your moment. For a limited time, I'm offering my Podcast First Launch Companion at its beta price and for the Black Friday sale with a free podcast power hour strategy session, which is bookable within 60 days, all included just for you. This is a step-by-step system for coaches, service providers, online business owners who want to finally go live with a podcast, get heard, and use their podcast as the sales tool they've always known it could be. There's no code needed. Just use the link in the description below, grab the Podcast First Launch Companion, and your free podcast power hour is automatically yours. Do you already have a podcast? Do you at least know someone who should start one? If so, forward them this link. The sale ends December 1st at midnight. So if you are ready to get your voice out there and make marketing your business easier, let's launch your podcast. Hey there, welcome back to Podcast First Marketing. I'm Allison Nitsch, a podcast strategist, and I help you, women entrepreneurs, launch, grow, and even monetize your podcast through your own offers and services. Today, we're going to be talking about how to set up your podcast for growth. Whether you are launching for the first time or you are realizing that it's time to give your current show a stronger foundation, anyone can launch a podcast. I've actually heard it said so many times, like, it's easy. You just need a mic, record your episodes on your phone, upload it within a day, all these ways of making it sound like it's just so easy. And yeah, it can be that easy. But what I say is, if you want a podcast that actually grows your business, one that builds your visibility, your listeners start to trust you, and that all leads to sales, email subscribers, however you work, digital products, that takes strategy. And that is not always being taught, and that is not always very quickly to just put up, especially those teaching you how to do this that don't work with podcasters. They may have the podcast themselves, but that doesn't mean that they've seen what other podcasters are going through and how to set it up strategically. So that's where I come in. I have helped so many clients launch a podcast, and we make sure that it's intentionally built to grow from the start, a podcast that they don't just sound good. Yes, you need good editing, you need good audio, but that's not where we start. Yes, you need that. But what I want to start from day one that attracts the right listeners and leads into your offers is something that I see so many times that is skipped, and that is the strategy. People rush to get their show live, again, because they're told you just need the mic. And a few weeks later, they're wondering why no one is listening. They're not seeing the growth that they thought. They thought maybe they would have so many people listening or be able to get these well-known people on their show, and they have 5 to 20 downloads each episode, and it's heart-wrenching. But what's happening is when you get started that quickly without a strategy, you are already burning out and you're not going to make it past episode 10 or 20. I've been there myself too. My very first podcast was very consistent, but it wasn't really connected to my business goals. I was just trying to give information. And once I really started treating my show with a strategy instead of just this way to have content, everything shifted. And especially when I started this podcast very strategically, that made it so much easier. And that's exactly what I want for you. Whether you are building or rebuilding your podcast in a way that will set it up to grow from day one, no matter what your day one is, day one being your very first day one or your new day one. So I want to talk about 4 things that go into this. And again, it doesn't have to be just about launching a podcast. If you have one, even if you're into the hundreds of episodes, this is going to all resonate with you because you can go back and make sure that this all fits in with what you're doing. So the first thing I want to talk about is how you need to start your podcast with a purpose, not just this broad idea of I'm starting a podcast. Most new podcasters, they start with the logistics, like what I said before. What mic do I need? How do I record? Where do I upload? How do I get it on Apple and Spotify? And yes, you do need to know those things, obviously. So I'm not judging that part at all. That is a huge part of launching a podcast. But what is usually missing is the foundation that I talk about so often, especially with my house metaphor. If you haven't heard that before, I basically say your podcast is like the roof of a house and all your episodes are the 2x4 walls. No matter how many episodes you put out there to hold up that roof, if you do not have the foundation built underneath it, it's not going to last very long. And that's exactly what happens when we just throw something out there. So I kind of cringe inside, even when someone tells me that just get the podcast launched, just get it launched and just get started. I'm like, yeah, you can do that. But hold on, let's do this the right way. What I teach with my podcast first framework is we start with the purpose, which is the why, because that is what drives everything else. And before you ever hit record, you have to know why this podcast exists, or why do you want it to exist? Who is it for? Who are you speaking to? We're not going to talk to just anyone. Who are we speaking to? And how is it going to support your business? What are you using it for? When you build from purpose or your why, your podcast becomes what helps grow your business. It's not just another thing on your to-do list or just another way to create content. It is so much easier to grow your business if you build it the right way. And side note, I keep saying purpose and it reminded me, my very first podcast, the very first name I ever had was Podcast with Purpose. And that actually, it's kind of funny. It still shows up in my Apple Connect account when I go to my analytics. But that's just another thing. It was very clever because it meant something to me. I'm like, I want you to start your podcast with purpose. But that wasn't very strategic. So the more I got into the strategy of podcasting, I was like, okay, this is very vague. No one's searching for how to podcast with purpose. And so I'm just throwing that out there because we've been talking about SEO. But that does lead me to the second part, which is you want to position your podcast to be found. A lot of people will tell me, how do I get my podcast found? How do I get more visible? And we've been talking about this lately, but your podcast can't grow if it can't be discovered. And I'm not talking about ads. What I am talking about is focusing on the positioning, the name of your show, the description, the keywords. All of that can tell both your listener and the search algorithms what your show is about. So we talked about SEO, I believe it was last week. I've recorded so many episodes in a row that I can't remember which is what, but that is what is going to help your show be found, all those keywords and all the different places. And inside my podcast first launch companion, which by the way, is a very new offer that is coming out November 19th for Black Friday. So stay tuned for that. But inside this companion, I help you define your show's that core message and help you choose the right keywords, write a description that's going to attract those ideal listeners and what they're searching for. That is how you start growing organically. Again, not through ads or even constantly posting on social media, but by being searchable and very clear about your message from the start. So that kind of just reminded me of my podcast with purpose and why it's no longer that. Okay, the third thing is we want to create a very strategic content plan. So growing your podcast, it's not going to come from just publishing random episodes. We've talked about this, but if this is your first time hearing from me, it's going to come from structure. When you sit down to plan your content, you want to plan your content, your episodes around your offers and what your audience needs. What are they asking for? Because like you want to pretend like every episode has a job. It's either building trust, it's going to educate, you're guiding your listener closer to working with you. And that's why inside that launch companion I was talking about, I help you map out your first 4 to 6 episodes, almost like a mini funnel. And I've had episodes on this too, which I will try to link below. Each one is going to serve a purpose and it's going to build that momentum that is going to help your podcast grow the right way. It's almost like a snowball. It seems like very little is happening at first. It's just like this little piece of snow, but like a little snowball. Think of it like a marble. Nothing's happening quite for a while, but before you know it, you've got this big, so let's just think podcast wise now, weeks, months, even years later, you have this ginormous snowball and it just works. But you have to give it time. Most people are used to this instant gratification of social media. And that is why when they start a podcast and it doesn't seem like anything is working, they just stop. But what I like to say is over time, it will pay off. Social media could go away tomorrow. And then what? And maybe it's not even social media because we all know that it's not going anywhere. But what if it was your account? What if your account got locked? Then what? How will you market then? I have known several people who their accounts were locked out for months. They did nothing wrong. They just were locked out. Maybe someone reported that. Who knows why? But you don't want to put all of your valuable content into someone else's hands. And that's what you're doing on social media. You can use social media all you want. It's a great place to nurture, to make connections, but you need a place that's not going to go away in an instant. And podcasting will do that for you. I don't know how I got on that tangent, but there you go. The fourth thing I want to talk about is when you launch a podcast, we want to do it with sustainability in mind. Now, the fastest way to stall your podcast growth is through burnout. I have seen it time and time again. People get so excited to get started. They have all this content. They think it's not going to be hard, but yet they're still keeping all of the other tasks on their plate. What I want you to realize with podcast first marketing is that it can replace those other tasks or make those tasks easier. So when I teach launching a podcast or relaunching or just kind of getting your podcast back in the right path, we want to do it in a way that is sustainable and it's not going to burn you out. So for this, we focus on batching your episodes. Not everybody loves it, but I promise it's the number one way to avoid burnout. I give you simple systems when you work with me and realistically ways to be consistent. Not, you know, I will tell people if you want to record every Tuesday, by all means, that can be your plan, but do not do it the week or even the week before your podcast comes out. You need to be at least the very minimum 2 weeks ahead. Things happen, people get sick, something comes up, and you will miss an episode. And I'm not telling you that if the world shut down tomorrow, you still need to have a podcast episode go out. But if you want to really see your business grow and your podcast grow, then this is your marketing. People still market in weird situations. And this is our life. If you're running your business as like a little side hobby, then sure, by all means, you have to do what's best for you. But this is my business and my podcast runs my business. So I want to be as consistent as possible. And that's why I batch and I stay as far ahead as I can so that even if I have to skip a few weeks, like I did, when was that? August, when I got COVID, I was still able to stay consistent. So I want your podcast to fit your business and your life. I don't want it to be the other way around where you feel like this podcast is such a big chore that you can't keep up with it. I want you to think, if I need to get rid of anything, my podcast stays, the other stuff can go. That's how important I think it can be. And I feel so passionate about that. Not everyone's going to agree with me. And that has taken my perfectionist heart and self, people pleasing, it's like breaking it. But you know what? I promise you, if you can sustain your podcast, it will grow and it will help your business grow. So that's what it looks like to launch your podcast strategically with purpose, the positioning that makes you look like the expert, and a plan to keep it sustainable. It fits in your schedule. It's not this burden. And actually, over the next few weeks, I think two or three at least, where maybe even four, I don't know, I need to look at. We're going to be going deeper into some of these pieces, like how to write podcast titles that are going to get people to press play and the episode descriptions. Most people don't realize how valuable those are. But if you want clarity on where your podcast stands right now, I am so excited about this. Whether you are in, I just need to get more visible, I want to grow, I'm trying to scale this, I'm just starting, I've created a brand new quiz. Again, I'm so excited. And it's going to tell you exactly which stage of the podcast growth you're in and what you can focus on next. I have trained it so well. It's actually a custom GPT. It's not your typical one, and it's going to give back based on my podcast first framework, how you can go, which steps to take next. I guess that's what I was trying to say. I hope you could take that. The link is down below, or you can go to allisonitch.com/quiz and get started. It doesn't take very long, but it does ask you, the more specific you are with your answers, the better outcome you will get. I will tell you that. But if you've been thinking about starting a podcast soon, for those of you that haven't started one yet, make sure to check back on November 19th because I've got that Black Friday special offer for my very new offer, the Podcast First Launch Companion. And it's going to make a perfect time to get started with a podcast because launching your podcast is all about building the foundation. I will speak that until I'm blue in the face, but it doesn't have to be perfect to get started either. And I want to help you through that. So until the next episode, keep creating those episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client. And I will see you then, friend. Have a great day.